Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This is when you truly are one of the bad procrastinators and you are pushing your luck, unless you just don't have anyone in your life.
Okay.
But 1/4 of us, 25% of Americans, still haven't started our holiday shopping. If you didn't at least start on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, you are pushing it.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the days they are giving you the best reasons to start shopping, the best deals, the most things being shoved in your face.
I push it every year.
Okay. Some people wait.
And if Circle K don't have what I'm looking for on Christmas Eve, you ain't getting nothing.
That explains the windshield washer fluid I got from you last year.
But you know it's something you'll always need.
I've been using it.
But I know people that they wait till last week and they just cram it all in that week and get it on. Yeah.
It can be very frustrating because then there's something you want and it's not available.
Yeah, well, some people work better under pressure. Don't judge.
But again, you run out. I used to wait until even December 1st. And like for when you have kids, you can't do that because those things sell out that are popular with kids. You got to get started early.
I like to change that light bulb and get it done.
Light bulbs, that's an awesome gift because people use light bulbs.
I don't want gifts from either of y'all.
I'm the type of person, like I see a light bulb out, I got to change it right there. I'll be late for church sometimes because that light's out, but I want to get all my Christmas shopping done. That way, during the holiday season, you can relax and enjoy the eggnog and Christmas cookies and all that stuff and not have the pressure.
I'm the kind of person who sees a light bulb out and I'm like, well, there's still one other one in there. I don't need to change it yet.
Yeah.
But I still don't wait that late to buy my Christmas presents. They said that 16% of us wait till the first half of December, 7% until the second half. That's a lot. And then 10% said they just don't buy gifts anyway.
You know, I sit here and talk, but I don't either. Wow. My family, we do the one gift. We have a huge family, so we do the dirty Santa game, if you will.
Well, you're single. I mean, like, for folks like us, we have kids.
I understand
and stuff,
that. Yeah, and my friends and I, we normally don't exchange gifts. Normally, they get me something.
How about your nieces and nephews?
So Cato doesn't exchange gifts; he just receives them.
the deal is, we don't exchange gifts, but I don't know what they want.
Yeah, I know.
They always listen to what I need.
I still think when you say that, though, you are excluding, like, some of your family has kids, and they're still doing their Christmas as normal, right?
Well, they are.
That's okay.
So they appreciate not having to buy everybody else in the family something.
There's a point, though, where you get old enough where you don't need a present. Like, grandpa or grandma don't need a present.
I don't need anything. Even,
see, that's the challenge is you find something cool for them, you have won the game. You find something grandpa likes or grandma likes, you've actually done something. That's climbing Mount Everest.
How often does that ever
happen? That's what I just said. It's like Mount Everest. Yeah. When you did it, you did something.
Yeah, but if you're doing gifts, you got to give for everybody, too. Like, you can't exclude people. I saw something online where moms work so hard to fill everyone else's stocking for Christmas, and theirs is always empty because no one thinks about mom.
That's
now,
true.
Now, how do you feel? Because I never did it either.
Because, but I got my mom all kinds of great gifts, so I didn't care about the stocking.
Yeah, it's all part of it.
I will say that's the only gift I buy is
for
mom.
Your mom.
I do buy my mom.
I bought my mom some stockings.
She gonna stuff them.
No, let me ask you. Yeah, in her own way. So when I'm just curious, because I know Jamie, she sends all the cards out for everything, even your birthday cards for your mom and dad, she sends out.
I sign them.
Okay, but does she do all the Christmas shopping for your family?
No.
So you go out and you do some of that too.
Go out? What do you mean?
You walk to your computer or on your cell phone.
I'm on my phone on Amazon. Okay. I don't have to go anywhere. I just sit there and I'm like, oh, the kids will like this.
You probably don't even open the box. You just wrap it.
No, I open it because I want to see. I like getting presents and stuff.
Well, no, what I'm talking about is their gift.
Like I like getting stuff at the door. Whenever Amazon guy comes, I'm like, what's in there?
But you don't open the box the gift is in.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Depends. If I want to check and make sure it looked good or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, that is my language of love. I like to buy gifts. Mm-hmm. And I like to be the person who found that cool gift or the great gift or what expensive gift, whatever it takes to stand out and make everyone else not look as good as me.
That's a real Christmas gift.
Yeah. It's all about Tom, man. He gave me the greatest gift. I can only think about Tom on Christmas.
You make it sound bad.
There is nothing better than when you get them a gift, your parents a gift, and your sibling gets it, and yours is better, and you're like,
thank you, Tori.
I'm the favorite child.
Thank you. You are such a bad influence on her.
I don't know why people think the better gift they give their parents, that they become the favorite child, because the parents are just going, I wonder why they bought this for us. I love this little thing.
Me, you know what?
You're not the favorite just because you buy a great
I'm
gift.
I'm cheap. Mm-hmm. See, here's what I like to do. It's like I get my brothers together and like, hey, let's go in on a gift, all right? That way we don't have to spend as much.
Well, that's true.
And no one gets the bragging rights that they got the better gift for the parent.
I buy my mom a big Red Lobster gift card, and then I get to go with her to eat on it.
There you go.
So see? Uh-huh. Win-win.
They know what's going on. And yours is dumb, too. If I was doing yours, Hawk, I would go in together with them, but then I would get an extra gift on the side.
Yeah, like if you get them like a big green egg or something, then you got to get the accessories on the side and just be like, I just saw these afterwards.
Have you seen how much a big green egg is?
These things are crazy.
The only green eggs my mom would get would be in a dozen. Me and the brothers went in together to buy you this dozen of green eggs. And ham.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, the government has decided what we need to set our thermostats at.
Uh-oh.
And we all know that thermostats are a topic that never causes any disruption or arguments because everyone agrees on the thermostat.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to know what you think about the U.S. Department of Energy and their recommendation that you set your thermostat to 68 degrees whenever you're at home during the winter.
Oh, okay. I was okay with it if it was summer.
Yeah, they'll find me like Jack Nicholson was in The Shining at the very end of the movie, frozen with icicles.
Yeah.
I just turned mine up to 74 yesterday.
Yeah, you know, my family, I usually keep it at 73, and my family complains that it's too cold. They're like, can we turn the heat up more?
I'm curious, what do you keep it on during the summer?
72 or 73.
Really? Okay. See, I am lower than that. And so in the winter months, I'm okay.
I like the meme. It says 72 in the summer is a lot different than 72 in the winter.
It's true.
It is.
Yeah. It is true. Mm. The government suggests that if you find that to be chilly, there are some things you can do. They recommend wool socks and blankets. Mm-hmm. That way you can feel warmer without having to turn up the heat. Because, you know, we didn't buy that house with the HVAC in it to use it. We just wanted it there for looks.
But they say it saves energy. I might save on my gas bill, but I'm plugging in the heater, then my electric bill is going to go up.
You know what, though? I just read that shivering for, I think it was 15 minutes, is the equivalent of moderate exercise.
Oh, there you go.
So keep your home frigid. Shiver off the holiday weight.
And you got your, you know, family over there. Can you spot me? I'm shivering right now.
Well, they say that this would conserve energy and could save you money, especially since utility bills have climbed more than 40% since 2020.
They have, too.
So apparently 68 degrees. I'm curious how many people out there are actually at 68 degrees. That sounds cold to me.
I'll visit friends and theirs at 68, and I'm like, you got a blanket?
I'm at 69.
At your house?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I like it.
Mine's 68. Like
it. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't you get cold?
Yeah, but that's what blankets are for. That's what I love to cuddle up in blankets.
See, Tom, I think that we get the coldest because we go home and lay around and the other people actually get up and do things around the house and deal with kids, and I don't.
I get up, I adjust the thermostat.
There's nothing more accurate because my husband will be like, it's freezing. And meanwhile, I'm zooming around the kitchen, getting stuff made and everything. Yeah. I'm like, well, get up and do something.
Some you go to a restaurant and you complain about being too cold, it's because the servers and the cooks are running around sweating.
Yeah. I like that, though. It's kind of like when you walk outside, that crisp air that just you breathe in and it's like you wake up. Same thing in my house.
Oh, I like the gas smell when that heat comes
on. Yeah. Oh. I like that warm, toasty feeling. My thermostat, I got one recently. It's a newer one. And so what it does is it's got a faceplate and a digital temperature. And if it's cooling, it's blue. And if it's heating, it's orange. Oh, cool. So I'm always walking in looking to see if it's orange or not. I'm like, let's get that heat going, baby.
And I just don't like the electric companies when they send you that mid-month, you know, report card.
A progress report.
Yeah, your progress report. You're at $197 right now. By the end of the month, you might reach $400.
I'm always less than the most efficient in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
In the last two winters, I've been above the most efficient. So that's how much I run heat.
Yeah. It's like you're getting graded by all your neighbors, too.
Yeah.
It just ain't right.
I look at it as a challenge. I'm like, maybe I could be the highest if I keep trying.
This ain't golf. It's more like golf, Tom. It ain't like football and stuff. It's like you want the lowest.
I'll say this, Tori. I was surprised that you're down there at 68.
I mean, sometimes it's heat, but we pretty much stay at 68.
We're getting texts. Mine 66 to 67.
Wow.
This one's a heat 65 in the winter, 67 in summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I want to congratulate those people. They are doing a good job, according to the Department of Energy. I am not with you.
If you listen to that, though, he said 65 in the winter and 67 in the summer. So in the summer, he's not doing as good.
That's true.
It's like he's really keeping it cool. And that is the problem. Because my bills in the summer are super big because I like it cooler.
My temperature can't even get into the 60s in the summer.
Yeah.
It won't keep up. Like, if I get a 72, I'm lucky in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, it starts to creep.
I would move. I would not survive that.
Moving is a lot of work.
Yeah, you're right. It would be hot. Never mind.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know that 40% of Americans re-gift during the holiday season. So 4 in 10 Americans are re-gifting during the holidays. Most popular recipients of the re-gifts. I have a list in front of me. And you know some of the items that we do re-gift during the holiday season? Yes, no?
Candles.
Candles, like one of the number one things. Because you got that old stinky candle that you hated last year. And just sit in a closet. And it's like, it still looks nice because it's got that candle holder with it.
Why would someone give you a candle to begin with?
Oddly enough, it's a kind of popular gift.
I like candles.
I just like to let people know I don't like candles.
Okay.
I don't want a candle.
I'm going to get you a candle now.
See, I just don't understand that.
You're a mean one. Mr. Grinch.
Why does that make me a Grinch? I have no use for a candle.
Other re-gifts, food and drink gifts. Like it might be assorted chocolates or specialty coffee that you don't drink.
Here's my leftover sub.
I would like to let people know I do like food and drinks.
Yeah,
but I would much rather have that than a candle.
But you know what? Someone gives you like a fancy cheese plate or something, or cheese basket or, you know, whatever. And you're like, I ain't going to eat that.
The Hickory Farms?
No, not the Hickory Farms. Oh. The off-brand. And then you want to give it to somebody else later on during the Christmas season.
Yeah. No.
Also, funny and novelty gifts. That's maybe funny at some Christmas party and like, I'm going to give this to Ted because he'll think that's funny. Other re-gifts, they say gift cards for specific stores. Like you might not use a gift card and you're like, I'm not going to use this, Home Depot or Office Space, whatever. What's the office stores?
Office Depot.
You know, I'm not going to use this. I'll go give it to somebody else.
But the thing is, you can use it and still give them the card.
Okay, yeah.
Just won't know it.
You got $9.95 left on this. Merry Christmas.
I would like gift cards, too.
Yeah, but these are like for some stores you may not. Like, it might be your babysitter. You got to give her a gift or something. It's like, hey, here is a Office Space gift card.
They probably sell gum and stuff at the front counter. I mean, there's something there you could use. Pens.
All right. Clothing's other re-gifts. Scarves. Beanies, gloves, anything like that that you already have three of, you're like, I'm going to give this away. Even umbrellas were mentioned when it comes to accessories that are regifted.
Now, that's an interesting gift.
Never heard of it.
An umbrella. Merry Christmas. Here's your umbrella.
I would like that. I mean, you always need umbrellas.
Yeah, I mean, it's practical. It's just not something I would have ever thought to give someone.
Well, maybe it's a really cool umbrella. You know, it's like really big, or it has like a crossword puzzle on the outside or something that makes it stand out.
But in an umbrella, something that you just automatically start collecting. I think I have five umbrellas that I don't hardly ever use.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, mine are all broken. It's like because three of the prongs are like the cloth has come off.
Yeah.
Like it can only cover half of me.
I think a good quality umbrella would make a great gift.
But home decor like candle holders, picture frames, vases also regifted. So if you're getting some of these, like that's a regift. And then you did mention jigsaw puzzles, Tom.
Well, not really. I mentioned crossword puzzles on a umbrella.
But jigsaw puzzles also mentioned board games, a regift that you're doing for folks. Yeah. And who is getting the regifts? Top answers. Number one person that's going to be getting regifts this year, your coworkers. That was the number one people that are getting re-gifts this year.
Well, you can't re-gift something a family member gave you in case they come to your house and ask where it is.
Well, I know. Well, you can do it to the other family, the other side of the family.
Not to mention when you accidentally forget who gave you what, and you give it back, and they're like, this is the sweater I bought you.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, I just liked it so much, I went and bought you one, too.
Most popular recipients of the re-gifts are service providers like babysitters, hairdressers, your mail person. People that clean your house, they get re-gifts. That's number two on the list. And then number three was re-gifting in a place of worship. Your church friends get re-gifts.
Oh, that doesn't sound right.
There's something wrong about that. I don't know what, but it just sounded weird.
All right.
Neighbors were number four on the list. So that fruitcake you don't want, hey, you know what? Here you go. Just want to be a nice neighbor. If you get something from, and that's always... Like, if your neighbor gets you a gift and you don't have anything to give them, it's always an awkward moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then teachers, 9% of the people said that they give their teachers re-gifts. I'm like, come on.
I don't really know that I would mind getting a re-gift if it was something that they thought, like...
That you could use.
Yeah, or that I would like. They're like, it's not really my style, but I know you like it, so here you go. I don't feel like that would be that big of a deal.
Regifting's bad when you give them a piece of crap, like something that you don't want and don't think anyone else wants. But if you think, you know what? The candles aren't my thing, but Tori says she likes them, and I give you a candle, then it's okay.
Yeah.
You're getting all Tom's candles this year.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I want one.
You can't get all, mark you down for one.
I'll take an umbrella.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's time for Torture Tuesday. We've sent Cato out to a store where we know the code to get on the intercom system. And we're going to have him do some very good Christmas spirit things this morning and see how it goes when they find out someone has hijacked their intercom. So we're going to go ahead and check in with him now and see how things are going. Cato, is everything going pretty well?
All right.
Okay.
It's already pretty crowded in here.
And you know what? I'd like to get more codes.
For other places.
For other places, if you can happen to have like a intercom code for a business, let us know. You okay?
Yeah, I was actually getting choked on a piece of candy I was eating.
Oh, I thought you was giving me some kind of code thing to be quiet.
Wow, they have a lot of employees here.
Yeah, well, they do. Pretty much everybody. Has there been any announcements made while you've been in there?
I think I just heard one.
Okay, I found a phone.
Okay, you found a phone. All right.
It's right on the end of an aisle, too, so. Okay.
Wait until there's no people around. Just get on there, make an announcement, Merry Christmas, and start singing.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Hello, and thank you for shopping our Lowe's. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and sing a Christmas carol for you. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, hang up and move. Just look innocent.
I'm looking innocent and the customer is watching me and just laughing. I held up my finger like, shh.
What part of the store are you in right now?
I'm over in lumber now.
Okay, maybe go over to like appliances or something. Or you know where a good spot would be? In the back, kind of behind those the kitchens where they show you how the different cabinets and countertops and all are.
Yeah, that's right.
But change your song up this time.
How about Mistletoe or something?
Mistletoe?
What's the Under the Mistletoe song?
You got Old Christmas Tree. You've got Deck the Halls. Because you want to, you know, redecorate your house and stuff. Then you might want to address it like, hey, if you want to redecorate your house, you might want to deck your halls this holiday season.
Oh, wow. Y'all are getting complicated. But that's funny.
So, okay, I just spotted another phone at the back of the store.
Okay.
And I totally did not hear what y'all said. To deck the hall.
Okay.
Well, just say, hey, you know what? During the Christmas season, you might think about redecorating your home, maybe even decking your halls. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, and then do the fa-la-la-la-las.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah. All right.
If you're interested in decking your halls this holiday season, you can do that here at Lowe's. Merry Christmas. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la 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 la, la 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 la. I think I got cut off.
You got cut off?
My phone cut off in the middle.
Someone may have done an override on that or something. No. You need to move away. They may know what phone that is.
Uh-oh.
Are you busted?
I don't know. They said something. I didn't understand what he said. I'm doing a lot of pages, and I've been trying to listen to them to find out if they're
on to you.
But in the middle of that song, the phone went click in my ear, and I didn't hear myself.
You know they have security cameras.
Great.
Can he get arrested for this?
I don't think so.
Well, he's just spreading Christmas cheer. How can he get arrested for that?
All right, Cato, if you found another phone, let's do one more.
Happy holidays from
hey,
Lowe's.
Hey, you can't be on that. You can't be on that phone. Stop that phone.
I got off again. I'm sorry. I was looking for some help over here in this area. And I thought I was going to page somebody, but I just want to say happy holidays. Are these cabinets,
is she laughing?
Got any deals on the cabinets here?
I don't know. I don't work in this.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I'll find somebody else. Thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Tell her Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good job, Cato. Come on back. Spreading the Christmas cheer for Torture Tuesday this morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, you know, pretty much every company does something festive this time of year, and they ask people to name their favorite things that happen at work during the holiday season.
Okay.
And the number one answer is not having to work, which is pretty much a perfect answer right there.
That's the best Christmas gift ever.
That is. 70% said time off from work. So what's your favorite thing about work is not being at work. Doesn't even make sense, really, does it?
Everybody always says you work for the weekend. Yeah. Work for the weekend. And people say, well, you shouldn't do that. You should work for every day that you're waking up and breathing. I'm like, shut up. It's not Friday yet.
I'm on. How come I get called the bad, like, cranky guy and Cato says that? Don't get me wrong, I agree with you, but it seems like you're cranky too.
I will say that like December is like the Friday of most weeks, and the work week is like, you know, you don't put as much effort into Fridays, and so the whole month of December, you don't put as much effort into.
So you're saying the December is the Friday of months.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's true for those of us who are not in retail. But for those poor folks,
yeah, that's a good point.
This is like the worst one.
Yeah, and then you have to, like January, you have to take everything back. So it's a tough couple months for you guys.
So is this, is December their Monday?
I don't know. January is our Monday. Because we come back from December is almost like the Saturday or Sunday of months because it's the weekend.
Oh, it could be Sunday.
And then on Monday is when you come back to work in January and you're like, oh, this stinks. It's the beginning. We aren't even we're not even getting through the week yet.
Or the year.
And then, like, I guess March is, like, the Tuesday, and then summer is the Wednesday, and then fall is the Thursday.
All I know is it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't talking about time. We were talking about months.
Months.
They don't get it.
We do get it.
Yeah.
We don't think you get it.
Well, speaking of that, coworkers getting into the holiday spirit.
Apparently not.
Not plural, y'all. Spirits.
5 o'clock.
Yeah,
spirits. It still goes along.
It's now, they say coworkers getting into the holiday spirit. 54% of people like that. Like people wearing Christmas sweaters and
all right.
They got Christmas candy on their desk and stuff like that. You walk by, the receptionist like, oh, how you doing? Stop by for a minute and eat some Christmas candy. Everyone's happier. 41% said that.
Oh, shut up.
This is something I've talked to several people here, and our job, at least, is that getting ready for vacation is almost so tiresome that it makes the vacation a little less exciting because you have to do so much work to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't that way, but now they expect you to do everything that you would have done if you were here. Just you got to do it before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not really a vacation. You just do it all in the first 2 weeks.
I told friends, don't count on seeing me this week because I got to prepare.
Yep.
Okay, so these are the things, people's favorite stuff about the holidays at work.
So far, we haven't been favorites on most of these things.
Well, and you know what? Number four, 34% said holiday bonuses. And Tom, I know you asked me about this. What is a holiday bonus?
Right, earlier, I was curious.
I've done some research on this, and apparently what companies do is they will actually give something like a gift to their employees that they appreciate through the year.
That's a great idea.
And it's called a holiday bonus or a Christmas bonus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a Jelly of the Month Club?
Not if you work at a good place.
Yeah.
But I think you just said it. The employees, they appreciate.
They appreciate.
Maybe other employees are getting a bonus in this building.
And we're
just not.
That made me feel even less festive.
Okay. Company holiday parties, Christmas parties. 33% of people said that's their favorite part about working.
Well, we had one of those.
Yeah.
I got a gift card. I thought it was a gift card at first, but it's just one of those cards that you sign up for.
That's funny. It's a rewards card.
That's what it is. It's a rewards card.
All right. People's favorite stuff about, holiday at work. They say employees' potluck dinners that they have. 22% have potluck dinners.
I thought that was illegal in this state.
It's just, I don't know.
It's been a while since we've done it. We've had a chili cook-off with the employees here before.
Okay, I remember that.
But I don't know the last time we've done a potluck. Now they just take us out to eat.
Well, if you ever do that again, bring your nanner pudding, Cato. It's delicious. And then finally, gift exchanges. 9% of the workers said they enjoy the holidays at work because they exchange gifts.
Ooh, I wouldn't like
that. That's extra work. Yeah. I'm like, I'm already buying for my family and everybody else. I got to buy one for someone at work that I barely know.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're not going to get one that's good back.
Exactly.
Why even put any effort into that? I guess we're not having as much fun as I thought during the holiday season.
Just wait. It's coming.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.